Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, it's your boy Scooter Boy.
And this is your boy Eddie Kane.
And this is the Lunchroom.
Yo, 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 we back.
Yes, 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 you already know what it is. 6/27/18. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day to all those who are alive and well.
Wednesday.
Today's high is 82. The low is 66. Partly sunny and it's going to be humid. Happy summer out there, everybody. Today is season 3 Lunchroom. We have our potluck season 3 in our season 3 Lunchroom. Potluck, we have speed interviews. We're going to have come through. We got some dope topics, which will include Minneapolis shootings, BET Awards, NBA MVP, and XX Tacion's funeral. We'll have different topics we're talking about today, so tune in, call us 657-383-1105. Once again, you are tuned into the Lunchroom. This is our potluck edition,
potluck
season
edition.
3. So yeah, man, we're gonna start with today with the topics of Minneapolis shooting. If you haven't been paying attention, there's been a lot of multiple police situations and altercations within the city, Minneapolis North Side zone. It was a 31-year-old African-American man shot a few days ago. And they said that it's a lot of speculations about this shooting. They said the man was armed. They said he was unarmed. They said a gun was planted on the man. There was witnesses that seen the gun getting planted on the man, and then she got detained and taken away. But, yeah, man, that's a lot of chaos going on in the city, man. And we got to stay safe and stay looking out for each other and watch out for the police, man, because they are not here to serve and protect. They're here to enforce and control whatever they feel like they want to do when they want to do it. So we just got to, you know, enforce our own protection for each other and make sure we're there for each other these days moving forward. Oh, man, rest in peace to XXXTentacion again.
Man.
Gone too soon. If you guys don't know about XXXTentacion, he was murdered almost a week ago. And, by a fatal gunshot to the neck.
Last Monday.
Yeah, last Monday, a fatal gunshot to the neck. And his funeral is today, and that will take place this afternoon. So, if y'all access talk to your friend, make sure y'all go check it out. If you're in the Florida area, go support him. Go check it out. It's going to be pretty good. Should be pretty good. It's going to be at Florida Panther Stadium from 12 to 6 p.m. There will be no cellular devices, so if you have any cellular device, do not get into it. Respect the dead, man. Go see your last goodbyes to, a young legend, X. If you tuned into the BET Awards today, BET Awards, not today, but this weekend, a lot of crazy stuff is going on. If y'all haven't heard, Nipsey Hussle has pimp slapped one of the BET workers, man. from the video that I got, everything that I grasped, it was Nipsey Hussle was pulling in to the BET Awards. I guess they said he had clearance to park the car there. And he was holding, one of his security guards was holding a cone. And the guy was talking to Nipsey, and Nipsey was talking to him and the bouncer or whatever. He smacked the cone out of the guy's hand. And Nipsey's natural reaction was pimp slap the guy. So that's what he did. He ended up slapping the BET employee, like pimp slapping him, like he stole something. And they say later on, Nipsey also was arrested. I don't know if any charges were pressed, but they are saying that the employee will be trying to sue Nipsey Hussle for some thousands of dollars, which
for a slap.
Yeah, I mean,
as a man, come on, man.
You gotta remember though, pain and suffering and is real, bro. When you become a butt of a joke and everybody in the world is clicking on it and laughing at you, and then people who know who you are, that's embarrassing. I mean,
that is true.
The slap happening, but now we're in an era where you get slapped on camera, and you gotta keep reliving it.
Yeah, it is true.
It ain't like you're just getting beat up and you walk everybody out of the camera. We live in a dead age where people will replay you get slapped. Slow motion, fast motion.
He said slow motion.
In every way, every angle, they had it.
Make it into a cartoon.
A meme you up there, have you as a story, all that, man.
Yeah, so that is true. That's true.
In other words, Meek Mill, he had a dope performance at the BET Awards, for those who didn't see it. And for J. Cole, his was dope too, but Meek Mill's was dope as well. He did a dope song with Miguel. It's called Stay Woke. For those who don't know, and then catch the BET Awards. It's a real dope song. He portrayed Philadelphia, an area in Philadelphia. There was kids playing. There was dudes just chilling on the block. And then they had the police come through. And then shortly after that, they were arresting people. And then throughout the whole, altercation, a little girl getting shot in the playback. You know what I mean? And they covered the body with American flag. And that there's a lot of talk about this happening. Say the American flag is not supposed to touch the ground. So a lot of people have, they got their two cents to chime in and see how they feel about Meek Mill, man. But he definitely had a dope, 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 dope performance. And so did J. Cole. J. Cole, he included Wale into his performance as well, you know what I mean? And it was a real, real dope performance. I like how they made it more theatrical and added more theater to the BET performances, because usually it's just like, just a lot of rapping, not enough storytelling. And Meek Mill and J. Cole really bringing that back to the hip-hop game. So like that, y'all.
That was real nice.
Let's get into some music, man. We got some more topics. We're going to talk about the NBA. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We got speed interviews. We got potluck. We got food. Ooh. Call us. 657-3311-05. Let's get some music, though, Eddie. What's going
on? We're going to get into this. The Breadwinner produced by Zay Colvin.
Let's get into the radio.
Oops, I went up on it.
Call in 657-383-1105.
Zay Colvin.
Fuck around with no bum bitches. Let's get it, boss bitches. Got that energy. Breadwinner, breadwinner, she a breadwinner, 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 need a breadwinner, got her own place on car, all shorty knows go hard, new bag made by Goyard, if it's about money she on call, cause she a breadwinner, breadwinner, she a breadwinner, she be breaking necks when she get dressed cause she a headwinner, catching flights to Texas shit so I can get some bread with her. Shorty real as hell, she'll never tell if the feds get her. Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. All she knows to run it up, run it up. 100 bucks, 100 bucks, 100 bucks, 100 bucks. Look at the money in front of us, front of us. Double up, double up, double up, double up. Look how quick we coming up. Look at shut 'em up, shut 'em up, shut 'em up, shut 'em up. Haters be mad, they can't fuck with us. I can't even lie, bro. Bitches make me sick.
They make me
I fuck with breadwinners who know how to make me rich.
They make
finesse out your lash, she know how to break a trick. And if it's about the cash, she be down to take a trick. Cause she a breadwinner, breadwinner. She a breadwinner, breadwinner, breadwinner. Need a breadwinner, got her own place on car. All shorty knows go hard. New bag made by Goyard. If it's about money, she on call. Cause she a breadwinner, breadwinner. She a breadwinner. Shorty fuck with me because she know that I'm a head splitter. Big boy bread flipper. Help her get the bread quicker. I be getting fresh with her. Bought me with the leg zipper.
If
I ride or die, I'ma probably end up dead with her. Just hit a shootout. I'd have had a bust dead with her. Always bread with her. She a real bread getter. The makers had to turn up Mississippi to the Red River. Breadwinner. Breadwinner, she a breadwinner, 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 need a breadwinner.
Yeah, that was the homie. That's with breadwinner, producer Zay Colvin, Lunchroom Radio. We
fire.
Back. So yeah, we was talking about the BET Awards. We just tuned in. Meek Mill had a dope performance. J. Cole had a dope performance. What were you saying about the BET Awards?
BET Awards this year, like low key, it was kind of lit. I was very surprised because most years they don't really do too much. This time, Jamie Foxx, he was really going off script and just talking about whatever comes to mind, making Donald Glover on stage. He did for a little four-minute jam session. Everybody's looking like, is he supposed to be doing this?
Donald Glover is dope, too.
Yeah, and look at
Childish Gambino, for those who know him as a rapper.
And everybody was like super happy that, the little jam session. And then Anita Baker got a Achievement Award.
The Lifetime Achievement Award. They said they were trying to get rid of that award for a while now, but it finally happened now.
She should have been got it.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
And There, I mean, there's more performances. There was a what was a good performance? One of the good performances, Nicki Minaj. She performed with YG, 2 Chainz.
I didn't get her performance.
Oh yeah, it was real nice. That was nice. What else? What was a nice one? Who else performed? Janelle Monáe.
Okay.
Well, that's a. Let's just say she's upcoming. Everybody watch out for her. Off of who she is and everything. It was real nice this year.
Most definitely. Well, moving forward, for those who are NBA heads, the MVP has been crowned. James Harden is the MVP of the 2018 season. How do y'all feel about that, man? How do you feel about that, Eddie?
See, and little brothers, we was arguing about this. We watching it while it's happening. LeBron got more stats. All the stats.
Speaking of stats, I got right here. Let's go over stats.
Yeah.
So 2017 and 2018 stats. This is LeBron James stats. This is points. 2,251, James Harden. 2,191 rebounds, LeBron James. 709 rebounds, James Harden. 389 assists, LeBron James. 747 assists, James Harden. 630. Field goal percentage. 54.49 James Harden. 82 James. 72 games played for James Harden. So.
Houseway.
They said this is LeBron's second time finishing second in the MVP votes. Third time in his career. That's crazy, yo. He's second. Finished second. This is the second time he finished. Third time he finished second in his career, yo. I feel like it's, you know, it's popularity right now. It's really not what you're doing. It's how you're doing. You know, James Harden won 65 games this season. He had a killer season.
He won 65 games this season,
but he only averaged what 25 points after preseason. So LeBron is a GOAT. We know, but he can't win everything. You can't have it all, bro.
LeBron has been very quiet about that, and the championship will happen. Is a little insider, y'all. I heard on June 29th, which is Friday, my man's is the Space Jam 2 trailer is coming out, starring him. I've been hearing this Sports Center. I've been hearing this everywhere.
Starring
James. Now, I should be excited to see what they do with this Space Jam.
I mean, I'm really not excited because we all know that sequels aren't really that great.
Sometimes.
Mostly all the times. Like, there's a thin line that's there's a few of them that slide through that really was great, you know what I'm saying? But usually sequels are just another, you know, they're just trying to get some capital off the name, you know what I'm saying? But, if y'all don't know, Xtentacion said is the number one song in America right now. And it's sad to say that because, you know, he had to die to him hit those heights, and the last person to do that was Biggie Smalls with a Life After Death CD, you know what I'm saying? So it's sad to say that hip-hop culture, it has this thing that when you die, you become even more bigger than you are. And we got to change that, y'all. We got to change the culture. We need to start supporting those quote-unquote great and legendary celebrities and artists while they're living, and them while they're breathing and let them know these things, how we feel about them. Don't wait until they pass away to tweet, oh, you were inspiring, or to call this, or to inbox this person, or to tag this person's name to a status or mention or whatever, you know. Let them know that they are important while they're living, man. And Pac, Biggie, X, and all the rest of the celebrities that's passed away, man, you will be missed. Speed interviews at the lunchroom today. Season 3. So call us 6633-1105. Let us know about the topic discussion. BET Awards, NBA. And
speaking of the NBA, before we jump to another track, Ben Simmons got Rookie of the Year, and everybody's kind of like in an uproar.
I think Jason Tatum should have got that.
I think Donovan Mitchell should have got that.
See, there's a lot of it was a lot of good rookies this year, though.
Ben Simmons wasn't a rookie, though. He's like, if you check what he got drafted, he get drafted last year. What's going on, man?
Where did he get drafted?
He got drafted like 2-3 years ago.
How did he get Rookie of the Year then?
That's what the big uproar is.
But did he get any PT? Because that matters too, bro. It depends on how much playing time you get to be considered a rookie still.
Yeah, he got a lot of playing time. But at the same time, Donovan Mitchell just came in the game and he got the dunk contest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
So everybody, and he was putting in super work. So everybody was like, why Ben Simmons over?
Yeah, I mean,
same thing with the James Harden. Like, wait a minute.
All I gotta say one thing, y'all. Politics.
Yep. There you go.
Period. We gonna leave it at that. Let's get into a song, man.
We gonna get into this. Let's get it.
Lil Pump. Let's get it.
TV on the beat. TV on the beat. All right. What is on this kid? Oh. With no limit, popping on X, popping on X, chills. Got a new car, got a new bitch, ooh, and I got a new deal. Ooh. All the way around this skit, popping off the rape and skit it. Smashing on a bitch and skit it. Run to the chair with no limit, popping on X, popping on X, popping on X, pills. Got a new car, got a new bitch, and I got a new deal. Pull it to the crib like, what up, bitch? Ooh. Got a penthouse set on my wrist, and my grandma sipping on Activist. Got a lot of ice and I'm cold as shit. Any bitch love to talk a lot. Pull out the porch of the car garage, and I never had a job. I high fuck to the trip to Mars. Ice on ice. To the project Dubai. Bitch, you better buy your own flight. Bust on smack with no light. Insert titties on Skype. Smoke clear pound to the face, just get it. Everything that you done did, I done did it. Buckets on small like a 24 fitted. 800 bands just laying in the kitchen. All the way to sound is skit it. Ooh. Popping off the rape and skit it. Smashing on your bitch and skit it. Ooh. Run to the chair with no limit. Popping on X. Got a new car, got a new bitch, ooh, and I got a new deal. Ooh. All the way to find this skit. Popping off the rape and skit it. Smashing on your bitch and skit it. Run to the chair with no limit. Popping on X, popping on X, popping on X pills. Got a new car, got a new bitch, and I got a new deal. Pick your rain froze, pick your rain froze, pick your rain covered and go. Put my diamonds on my neck, think on my chest. Had a threesome with your bitch with my eyes closed. Damn. I'm a side hole, bring it through the back door. Oh, I got 80,000 in my envelope. Ooh. I just got a Gucci game medal though. Homies that were federal. Look at my teeth on protect. I smash a hole that forget. I got a fridge on my neck. I smoking gas on the jet. Ooh, I just let it flex. Flew like 2 million that took me. Ooh, I made your auntie a groupie. And you know my life a movie. Ooh, I got six that call of duty. All the way to sign this skit. Ooh, popping off the rape and skit it. Smashing on your bitch and skit it. Ooh, running the chair with no limit. Popping on X, popping on X, popping on X. Chills. Got a new car, got a new bitch, and I got a new deal. Ooh, all the way to sign this skit. Smashing on a bitch and skit it. Run to the chair with no limit. Popping on X, popping on X, popping on X pills. Got a new car, got a new bitch.
No, we ain't gonna have no chillers, Alo. Bro, wow. He said, I have my manager contact you. Ever sit us up, bro. We had them chillers on deck. Hey. Hey. yeah. I'm sad and all, yeah. Hey. Rest in peace, X, man. Gone too soon. Yeah.
Gone too soon.
For real. Number one song in the world right now, y'all. We back Lunchroom Radio,
right.
Season 3 Potluck Edition with Free Speed Interviews. That was the homie Excitacion with Sad, the number one song in the world right now. If you just tuned in, welcome to the Lunchroom. I am Scooter Boy.
It's your boy, Eddie Kane.
Topics of discussion today were shootings in Minneapolis, BET Awards, Nipsey Hussle, Meek Mill, MVP James Harden, and the funeral and viewing of Excitacion today in Florida, y'all. So make sure y'all call in 657-333-1105. Press 1 to talk to us. Let us know what y'all feeling about the topics, man. Shout out to the Cancer birthdays. If you a Cancer, ay, it's your birthday. Ow.
Y'all should be turd.
Hey, man, speaking of turd, shout out to Jazz State and Twerk Fest, man. Y'all been really putting on for the city every time, every Tuesday. That
every
thing
Tuesday.
goes viral.
Speaking of, if you're watching this, JS State, I have a Twerk Fest song I need to present to you.
Oh, we all do.
And it's called Twerk Fest. It's called Twerk Fest on Tuesday.
Like I said, next season starts July 4th. Make sure y'all hit us up. Like, subscribe, and make sure y'all hit that notification bell to stay tuned with me, myself, Scooter Boy, and the homie Eddie Kane on the Lunchroom.
Yeah.
Let's move into
LeCrae and Beethoven. Man.
Gospel rap.
I'm real excited. LeCrae has been a gospel rapper, for those who don't know who LeCrae is.
We told y'all about this last week, but now it's his follow up. The project with him and Beethoven, it dropped and it's doing very well. I heard a few songs off.
I seen a video.
You checked it out,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And it's real. Let's just say I could play it. This is something me and my grandma could listen to because she's familiar. She's real religious. And
yeah.
She only listens to gospel music. And, you know, I listen to rap. So that's something that I could put in her car. Like, hey, yo, check this out. Bam. You know what I'm saying? We both could like it. She's 60-something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm 28.
LeCrae's dope, though.
Yeah.
LeCrae's dope.
He's always been dope.
And they told me he really found his niche behind creating beats and being a real producer, not just a trap producer. You know what I'm saying?
But is it me, or does he look like 50 years old? They told him.
Bro, you never know. It could be the drugs and weed and the lifestyle you're living, bro.
No, he always looked that way to me. He always looked like a little old man.
I don't think he ever looked like that. He reminded me of Shorty Lowe a little bit.
Yeah, a little old man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Shorty Lowe, too,
Rest in
man.
Peace, Shorty Lowe.
Hey, Shorty Lowe. I had a lot of cousins down south, and they said he was one person. Him and Gucci Mane, you could always catch in traffic.
Yeah.
Always catch in traffic.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
Man.
New drops in fashion. Puma releases their Thunder Electric shoe in two colorways. If y'all haven't seen the shoe, it's pretty dope. It kind of reminds me of a Balenciaga, but it's not as bulky. You know, I mean, they kind of sold me on that Puma. It has like a nice, not as bulky. It's not as bulky. It's not as fat. And it doesn't look as stupid and clunky. But it's a dope shoe. Puma Thunder Electric. It's in two colorways, man. Check that shoe out. Go get it. It's $120, but it's definitely worth it. Definitely worth it.
Hilarious.
Moving into some more gossip.
Hey, the Balenciaga, hold on. This is as ugly as this.
Balenciaga, okay. I like the arenas. The Balenciaga arenas are dope. The arenas are dope, but the other ones look like Mr. Rogers shoes. I'm not really rocking with those.
You, you were the first one to actually say, like, man, this was a while ago. You was like, man, they all these expensive shoes, they so ugly.
Yeah, they look like some Skecher shape ups. Like, come on, bro. Can't walk in those Skecher shape ups, man. Nah. But back to some celebrity gossip, man. Dame Dash loaned director Lee Daniels $2 million, and he said he had it back in a few months, but guess what?
It's a year.
Lee Daniels has been dodging this man for like a year or so.
Yeah, I heard it was more than that.
Like 2 years.
He said it might be the Precious. Precious came out a couple years ago.
For y'all who don't know who Lee Daniels is, Lee Daniels is a director. He directed like Precious. He's
Empire.
A lot of movies that us African Americans and us in the world are really paying attention to. And Lee Daniels, he's being a bum. He's being a bum and he's being scum. He's running away from his debts. So
you remember Damon Dash, he don't play that. I don't know if you ever seen
at all. You don't
any
play
of
with
the
money.
State properties
so,
or Paper Soldiers, any of that.
No. Long story short, Dame Dash sees Lee Daniels out at an event, an award event at that. Rolls up on the man like, yo, you ain't been returning my calls. You ain't hit me back.
And they got subtitles in the video. It ain't like it's a shaky camera video.
You can check the video out.
HD clear.
You can check the video out. You can actually
it's
hear.
It's like a movie.
You can hear what he's saying to him. Like, yo, man, where's my money at, man? You've been playing. Do I got to file another lawsuit against you?
And usually,
which he did. Dame Dash, after that situation, it was noted that he filed a $5 million lawsuit. He need his fair.
And the thing, and usually Lee Daniels, I have seen him like get all in the uproar yelling at people. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't taking that. Let's just say that with this one, he was, I got you, man. He was acting like Lee Daniels was acting like somebody say you owe somebody money and you've been dodging them. Then you turn around the corner, they right there. That's what he was looking like. Oh,
I feel like Lee Daniels was not expecting he didn't mind Dame Dash being there. He wasn't expecting Dame Dash to approach him on the way he approaches business. He was like, it wasn't no, he blew up on the man. He was like, yo, man, what's up, that bridge, homie, dog? What's
oh,
good?
Yeah, he was going ham.
He was just calling. He was like, yo, what's up? He's like, he was upset, but he kept composure. You feel me?
Yeah. Tell them how they wronged me.
Yeah.
Tell the people. I'm like,
he was like, yeah, that, he's like, go on there and tell the people how you owe me some money. You know what I'm saying? Tell them how you robbed me. But, that's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like when you look out, for somebody, you know what I'm saying. Especially brother love to brother love. Mm-hmm. Like Dame Dash, he's always been about putting his people in position to win.
I didn't know Dame Dash had it. Still got it to
Come
this
on,
day
man.
Like that.
Dame Dash got. He's a businessman. He's business forward. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying. He always gonna get the deals. Speaking of deals, food specials today. Dave and Buster's have half price games
every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, half price games at Dave and Buster's. Bacon Square restaurants. Restaurants have Pie Rush Wednesdays every Wednesday, featuring a new any item purchased from 10 a.m. to close. Today is National Helen Keller Day, and political activist, you know, she was the first deaf and blind person to earn a bachelor's degree of arts. That's big. That's big.
Yeah, to be deaf and blind, to win a war, day.
Yep, Helen Keller Day, man. Helen Keller Day. National Safety Month. Like I was telling y'all at the beginning of the session, of the segment, make sure y'all are watching out for each other. It is our duty as citizens and civilians to watch for each other, man, because the police are not here to serve and protect. They are here to detain and direct. If y'all don't understand that, let me say that one more time. Police are not here to serve and protect. They are here to detain and direct. That means that they don't really care about what's going on. They can pull up on any situation and see what they think they see. Mm-hmm. And that's what police are doing in this day and age. They're not stopping to understand the situation. They're going off what they think they see. Think they see y'all. But yeah, man, we got some more speed interviews coming up after this song. What we finna get into, Eddie?
We gonna get into this All Year by Rico Novotion, the homie.
Let's get it. Lunch from Radio.
Thank you. And I never thought I was gonna see her ever try stunting on me. After all, I done gave her everything that she needed, oh, and more. She said that she's ready.
No, she ain't ready.
I know she ain't ready. A couple of them niggas done got in her DM, now she acting crazy. Treated like a queen on the daily.
Hey.
Nails, hair done like Kylie.
Hey.
Life looks like she's in a movie.
Hey.
And now she out here trying to do me.
Hey.
Treated like a queen on the daily.
Hey.
Nails, hair done like Kylie.
Hey.
Life looks like she's in a movie.
Hey.
And now she out here trying to do me. She says she don't need nobody else. And how she can't do shit all by herself. She's just talking out the side of her neck. If that's what she wants, that's what she gon' get. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. She says she don't need nobody else. How she can do shit all by herself. She's just talking out the side of her neck. If that's what she wants, that's what she gon' get. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look. Damn, mama, you a playful. You hateful and ungrateful. Every day I try to start smoking, cause with you the real reason why a nigga always take pulls. I treat you like a queen, that's obvious.
Obvious.
You talking out the side of your esophagus.
Yes.
We fighting, your sister always hopping this. But she ain't take a risk when I was copping bricks.
Coppin'
you talking like you independent, but you got no drive like your L's is suspended.
Whoa,
now my heart cold as a draft on that ass or an email that I never send it. Heart, I'm amended. I speak my mind and you get so offended. We should just end it. You won't for nothing, so how come you frontin' and all of that bluffin'? I can't comprehend it. Go.
Treated like a queen on the daily.
Hey.
Nails, hair done like Kylie.
Hey.
Life looks like she's in a movie.
Hey.
And now she out here trying to do me.
Hey.
Treated like a queen on the daily.
Hey.
Nails, hair done like Kylie.
Hey.
Life looks like she's in a movie.
Hey.
And now she out here trying to do me. She says she don't need nobody else. And how she can't do shit all by herself. She's just talking out the side of her neck. If that's what she wants, that's what she gon' get. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The homie Rico Novotion with Oh Yeah, featuring the homie Insta Mayhem, Lunchroom Radio. We back. We got speed interviews for the potluck. And if y'all don't know, we got food here at the potluck. But no, man, we got up coming next, man.
We got King Believe, CEO of Nothing But Business, EMT, man. Can't believe.
Well, he'll be coming up shortly, man. But let's get a recap. If y'all just tuned in, we have a great show. We had
Python.
We had Python and Damian
Markham
come through. Damian Markham was executive director of No Lock Doors, which is a company that teaches the youth how to be business savvy and move business forward with the music industry. Python is a young artist that is undergoing that education from that company. And they came here looking sharp. They came ready to go. They were ready for the interviews. And that just right there shows you that they are on the right track, man. Real for real. So shout out to them for sure, for sure, for stopping through at the lunchroom. Today's high is 82. The low is 66. It's partly sunny, but it's going to be humid. Gonna be hot, and then we don't really care about the heat. You see me and Eddie, we wearing all black. We don't care about the heat. We used to it.
Man, I got an air conditioner that I let's just say now I want to be hot. I got an air conditioner that's kicking like Jet Li.
Official. So we got the homie King Believe coming up right now.
King Believe, if y'all don't remember, we had King Believe a couple episodes before.
Yo,
what's the dealio?
What it do? What it do? Welcome back again, brother. Good to see you. Always. So, yeah, man. For those who don't know about King Belief, let them know again who you are and what you do exactly.
Yeah, y'all know me. Y'all see me out. This is King Belief. I'm the CEO of Nothing But Business Entertainment. So, you know, that's what I got going on right now in Minnesota. making a lot of moves. I'm actually working with the Hip Hop Coalition.
Yeah, held it down. Held it. Held it down at the show, y'all.
Yeah, I see both y'all at the show. Yeah.
I was at the show, but he held it down. Like, there was nobody there to, you know, organize everything. He put the artists in order, hosted it, make sure it was ran smoothly. Big shout out for King Belief,
bro.
That's big shout out for that, bro. On my life.
My man Cable told me that was kind of what the venue was for, so people would come out and really, you know, everybody do their part. So
yeah.
I think it's something I could do.
Official.
And that for MVP, that's what we offer.
Exactly, y'all. Hey, he's a man of what he stands for. He don't just say, "Oh, I'm a businessman." When there's something that's missing from the business, King Belief come through.
Definitely, your one-stop shop for all your entertainment, nothing but business.
Most definitely.
All right. And we're working with that because of that opportunity. Actually, you know, I became part of the Hip Hop Coalition.
I see that.
And now we're running a couple different events coming up.
Official.
For July 4th, it's going to be a big one out there on 3rd and Hennepin, I believe.
Yeah.
Right there in that corner.
Okay.
That little old bus station area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? We're about to turn that place up.
Okay.
All that for the kids, live DJs, performances, everything.
So let me know.
Y'all, put that on y'all calendars. It's coming soon.
What day was that? What day was that again?
Well, day is July 4th.
On the 4th. Okay, July 4th.
So for the,
next
for
week.
And
next week today.
Next week today. There next you Wednesday.
There you go.
So what's been new for the King Belief since we've seen you last?
Man, we just been working. We've been working. I'm in conjunction with Tate Create.
Okay.
Tate Visual Creations while I'm out here. And we just been working. So, collabing with different people on music, you know.
Me and this man cranked out like 3 tracks.
Oh,
right here.
I told him after the album we're gonna get in the studio.
He told me he's finishing his album.
Yeah.
But we gonna get work done because that's what we do. Especially now with these events and stuff, I'm actually pushing more towards music that can all be everywhere.
Right.
You know, I don't want any boxes being put on it. You know, even though you can have radio quality and I mean, radio editing
the street,
radio
edit,
you know what I mean, but. I'm working on my own type of music right now that's going to be able to go for everything.
Yeah.
You don't have to
re-edit or anything.
You don't have to do nothing.
One and done.
One and done. You can play it everywhere. You know, I want to be able to perform in churches. I want to be able to perform anywhere in front of kids, in front of this, in front of that. So we're going to try to make it work. That's up next.
Officially hear that. So you got any new projects coming out? Any projects out right now that people can get?
Just singles, you know, got a lot of singles.
Where can I get it at?
Kendrick Benson on SoundCloud. You look that up, you'll be able to see a lot of different music from MBB, also King Belief. So you go look that up, Kendrick Benson at SoundCloud. Make sure y'all go follow me on that. Also,
Fire.
Nothing But Business Entertainment. You're going to follow that on Facebook. You'll be able to follow us, see all the music right there, share all the music, like it, comment, whatever y'all like to do. And we're working on some music videos. We have some music videos coming out soon. So that's going to be the next
official.
Couple shows coming up, too. I'm featuring and opening for a few people coming up. Actually, these next few Sundays in July. So
work.
Official. Well, before you get up out of here, what is a typical King Belief lunch? You want a lunchroom?
Oh, man, we're going to bash on some Rotella stuff it look like over there. I came here to eat lunch today.
Official.
At the lunchroom. So,
official.
That's it. But, you know, I mean, I love the mashed potatoes. I
can
eat mashed potatoes at any point of the day.
Thank you. Okay, yeah.
Potatoes is amazing.
I swear that's my favorite. I eat 80 types of potatoes all day.
All day.
I feel it.
But thanks for coming through again, King Belief.
Definitely.
Always good to see you, bro.
I got you. Right now, we're going to get into this establishment by King Belief. Let's get in radio.
Y'all know who it is. King Belief.
William Beats on the track.
I just try to keep it real for you. Chill. This my establishment. I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. They rolling and blowing and smoking. I'm looking like I just put down this shit. Now I'm asking who turn it is. Everyone's watching and waiting, like who will be proud of this? And I'm one up, I'm two up, and three up, and so up so much that I couldn't stop counting it. Whoa, hate being real, but someone has to. In order to point, I want to, I counterfeit. Whoa, man, I know we all gon' make it. No doubt it. And my verse is like if it's first steps, I'm so proud of them. Even people think that I'm out of it. Some may even call me a hypocrite. Say I use a rap in my deliverance and how I'm different. And everybody got dementia, then and now I'm giving it. That was someone in the past tense, I'm not changing. I'm just being hip. Ay, I'm just being Kent, like hello world, yeah, it's me again. And ain't nobody giving in, there you go with this again. Yeah, my guy, he got a plan, so I'm gonna stick to this businessman. Enjoy every second until I can, I mean. This my establishment, this my establishment. This my establishment, I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. This my establishment, this my establishment. This my establishment, I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. Fuck it, everybody wanna see me drop, but nobody wanna see me at the top, so I can't help but crush it. Don't try to tell me what I'm not, cause I've been it since I grew up on the block and I watched my cousin bust it. Ever since I saw my first back in 13, hit it down in my socks, I was young, I had to bust it. Trust it, all I know is get it, standing in my way, and then it's over like the last sentence, part of me. I've been holding back this part of me, guess I'm heartbroken, clogged artery. And I had patience through every single conversation, I forgive, but that hurt's still a part of me. Part of me, depart from me, demon. Crying, yeah, praying, there must be a reason. Pain is a game, then this must be the season. Uncomfortable home like LeBron back in Cleveland. I'm leaving, this is my show, so I must be the Cleveland. Commas in my tracks, I must be increasing. I'm still the same me, I'm like Scholar the Season. Used to like hot dogs, but now I'm a quiche, man. The finer things that'll change your mind about a lot of things. If you're willing, I can get you hip to the finer things I'm offering. Yeah, that ain't a what you might call it. I got bars like an alcoholic until I'm dearly departed. This my establishment, this my establishment. This my establishment, I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. This my establishment. This my establishment. This my establishment. I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. Bad, no stalling. If you mad, no calling. I got a cliff in the trenches that ass can fall in.
Yeah, that was the homie King Belief with Establishment. I just seen him on a live interview, speed interview. Shout out to King Belief for coming through to the potluck. And shout out to every artist and just entrepreneur that's lived through today on us at the potluck. For those who are just tuning in today, I am Scooter Boy.
Boy, Eddie Kane.
And this is the Lunchroom.
Lunchroom.
We have a dope show today. We have speed interviews. We got food. We got dope topics, man.
We got food this time, y'all.
We got food every time, y'all. You feel me?
Hey, what we don't got is, we ain't got the little Yachty.
No, we don't got the little Yachty.
Let's do a recap on the hit or misses of the foods we tried.
Okay. So The rap snacks. We're gonna start with the rap snacks. Trina, miss. Lil Yachty, miss.
Super miss. The other Lil Yachty's a super
miss. Migos, miss. Lil Yachty's miss. Both Lil Yachty's miss. What else ones do we have?
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap hit.
Yeah, it was a hit.
Lil Boosie hit.
Yep. Fabulous.
Miss.
The cheese one.
Miss, bro. We had the organic chips. Miss. We had the organic Doritos. That's a hit. That was a hit for me. That was a miss from Eddie.
Yeah.
The Sour Patch Kids Exploders. Hit. Them spicy warheads. Miss.
Yeah. No. The pickle chips was fire. I don't even eat.
But it was a miss. Bro. Eddie threw up after the show.
I did.
He tried. That's because Eddie greedy. He don't know how to eat one or two things.
I ain't gonna lie.
He smashed the whole thing.
Should they start getting warm? I eat them. It's just hot. It just tastes like hot.
It got so hot. It got so hot. He made him throw up.
Oh man, wait a minute. You know how your cheeks start watering, you know what I'm saying? Or like sweat, like drips to the inside. You're like, man, I think I'm about to throw up, man.
Hey, that's called greedy shit. Happens to you, and you just trying to eat it, goddammit. Well, we got another speed interview coming up. Who we got, Eddie?
Alante Williams, CEO of Hey.
What's wrong with you?
The deal.
Introduce yourself nice one more time.
Well, I already know you, but.
Good to see you again.
Yeah.
So for those who are tuning in, let them know who you are and exactly what you do.
Well, I'm Elante Williams, and I'm the CEO of Pay Visual Creation out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey.
And that is my photography company right now. I'm kind of working in conjunction right now with the city of Minneapolis
okay.
and the Hip Hop Coalition.
Nice.
To get a couple things to go in there. So.
Okay. So how long have you been doing what you do?
About a year and a half.
Okay. So what kind of camera are you shooting with?
I shoot with my Canon. I actually love my Canon. I'm going to upgrade eventually, but right now this is my baby, the T3 Rebel.
Okay.
Yeah, every time I see you, you got it with you.
The reason I ask you that is because I do photography and videography as well, and I use a T3. But my go-to lens is my nifty 50, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love my 50mm lens. Like, it just makes everything look... No edit. Before post. It's like, before post, that's the go-to lens, man.
Definitely.
For sure, for sure. So, what inspired you to get behind the camera and get to photography and all of that?
Actually.
That's how the greatest things happen. Greatest things happen accidentally, right?
Yeah, it was an accident, actually. Just at an event with a couple friends, and one of my friends was a photographer, and got a little turn, just passed it over to me, and was like, just give me a couple while I'm doing my thing. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Ended up taking over his camera for the rest of the event, and it was awesome.
Official.
You was just like, oh, this is what this is.
This
I definitely want to do
it. Definitely it. After I'm like, oh, okay.
Officially. You want to start doing like videos and different things?
Yes, I do. I'm actually kind of
jazzed. So I'm lucky
to be
in
kind of make the transition to both.
That's dope. There is no female.
That'd be
an untapped market,
huge
at, like,
market for
really. Me. It's all dudes out here. That'd be really dope.
Yeah, that'd be really dope. So, what else are you interested in? Like, do you model? Do you sing?
Well, I'm more of a camera person, so I'll do more modeling than singing.
Okay.
I'm more of a shower singer, not so much.
I used to bang this Travis Scott CD. I banged too much. Life
laughing.
It was alright. I never been to the Ruby Lounge. It's like.
Sex game that'll blow me up.
sex game, man.
Real short.
Real short. Yeah.
I got the fools. I got the fools. I got the fools.
Hey.
I got the fools. Talking about smack food.
Hey.
Talking about black food.
Hey.
Talking about fast food.
Hey.
I got the real food.
Hey.
I got the fools. 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 Don't fool.
Hey.
Give me the ball and I won't have to pass it. I ain't passing.
Perfect rhythm.
I got the fool.
I think the word flipping acrobatic got a little time and a lot of talent. Do a little talking and a lot of acting in the competition. Not a challenge.
I
lean.
I will.
See, school y'all. He boozy. Yeah, you sport. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, you made nachos. I made taco salad. It's a difference. Perception, baby.
I used to sell my head too.
It's perception. Is it nachos or taco salad? We back. Lunchroom Radio. It's your boy Scooter Boy.
It's boy K.
Mr. Lunchroom. Season 3, potluck edition. Speed interviews and all that, man. We had some dope people slide through already. Give us their insight on what they got going on. And came to enjoy some dope food with us, man. As y'all can see, y'all can, for those listening, I got my plate. You feel me? Got me some nachos.
You got the food.
I got the food.
You got the food.
I got the food. I got that food.
Yeah, what else happened over this week? Oh, I didn't get to tell about my birthday. I had a pretty show. The Ruby Lounge is a new venue opening. It's right to the corner from, I would say, the
right. Oh, yeah.
And they make you like
literally.
You're at home. Literally, I don't even know. They swayed it. Everything you can do at home, you might
do there.
Let's just say that.
Except sleep.
Yeah, except for sleep.
Ain't no sleeping there.
Yeah. Can't do those things. But
yeah.
Everything else, yeah, you can do it there. But it was nice. Cam Jones, he shouted me out, you know, made sure, you know, I got a drink. Made sure, hey, you know, when you want to go. It was real nice. This past weekend, I'd never go out to the club, but after work, I was like, you know what?
This man went out solo though, y'all. Didn't even hit me up.
Yeah,
didn't even hit me up.
A couple people was like, man, you hit me up. I don't know. I was just talking, you know.
So spontaneous.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go down there, and I got to hang out with all the local artists and mingle and whatnot. Yeah.
For sure. That's what's up, man. For me, all I did was video editing. I do video editing for myself and all that stuff, and did some music and, you know, just prepared myself for my album release. June 29th, that's this Friday. Reboot will be available everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Shazam, Napster. Anywhere you can type Scooter Boy in or anywhere you get your music, any music platform, you can get my new album Reboot, man. Dave and Buster's food specials today. Half price games every Wednesday. Baker Square Restaurant has Pie Rush Wednesdays every week featuring any menu item from 10:30 a.m. to close. It is National Helen Keller Day, American author, political activist, and she was the first deaf-blind person to earn a bachelor's degree of arts. That's big, man. And it is National Safety Month. June is National Safety Month. Like I told y'all at the beginning of the segment, it is our job to watch out for our brothers and our sisters. And color does not deteriorate brother and sister.
Police ain't going to do it.
Everybody's a brother and sister. Like I told y'all, police are there not to serve and protect, to detain and direct. They're going to tell you what they want to tell you and lock up who they want to lock up. So we got to make sure we are each other's eyes and ears out here in this day and age we're living in, y'all. Be safe. Spread the love, man.
And you know what I personally think? I think a lot of this craziness will go away. Man, it might be far-fetched what I say.
What you thinking?
If some stuff like Independence Day or War of the Worlds happen, no, follow me here. A lot of stuff, the human race would have no choice but to come along. I mean, to come around and love one of each other. It's either that or annihilation.
So, bro, you think aliens is going to stop racism?
I wouldn't say stop racism, stop a lot of problems.
Bro, you think aliens is going to stop that?
You think
Trump's Space Force is going to stop that?
No, I didn't say stay. He can't stop no aliens. But I would say on top of that, like,
how you know he can't stop the aliens? How you know what the government's up to?
Man, that man can't stop the toothpaste from falling off.
Bro, there's an Area 51 that you ain't never seen before.
Oh, I'm pretty sure, but you know he kind of goofy, so I don't really don't put no. That's why he's saying, you know, Ed, trusting Ed with the Triamphathol. You see, that's why he trusted Ed with that. What happened? He stole an empty can. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like that, but at the same time, if it's either humans or aliens, we got no choice but to come together. What are we gonna do? Still fight, and then they take over our planet?
I honestly feel like there is nothing that will just do this to human rights. There's nothing that would do this.
Like I said, some people from another planet saying, "Y'all ain't doing nothing." Let me get this off you real quick. Y'all ain't doing nothing. We gonna have to come together.
Those are just tuning into the lunchroom. Today's high is 82 degrees. With a low of 66, partially sunny. It's a humid day. And I got to tell y'all once again, happy summer. Hey, summers are very scarce in Minnesota. I want to let y'all know that, man. We don't know if it want to snow, rain, sleet, snow, rain, snow, sleet, rain, snow, be hot. We don't know what it, we don't know what's going to happen.
Sure don't.
You go outside with a hoodie on, you might even take it off and put some shorts on. You go outside with a winter jacket on, you might just need to keep it on in Minnesota. You never know, man.
It might snow today, and we just...
Hey, it could be 66 right now and 32 an hour. That's just Minnesota weather for you, man. But crazy shootings happened in Minneapolis, man. A lot of speculation going on with those stories, man. BET Awards, Nipsey Hussle, Meek Mill turned it up. NBA MVP. Congratulations to James Harden, man. He beat out the boy LBJ. This is the second time in LeBron's career it's happened to him, man. XXXTentacion's funeral and viewing is today. And he has the number one song in America with Sad. Jadakiss and Faith Evans are a thing now. That's what it's saying. Jim Jones, 41-year-old Jim Jones, stopped and jailed for drugs and guns in Atlanta, man. That man needs to get it together. You 41, you still doing that stuff, man. That's crazy. Dame Dash loaned director Lee Daniels $2 million. And he's got payback. And if y'all know who Lee Daniels is, he does the direction and production for shows like Empire. Some of your favorite shows out there. Empire, a great movie, yeah, that he did, was Precious. And, yeah, man, he owes him money, man. Hit that notification. Subscribe. So y'all can be in tune with me and Eddie on the lunchroom every Wednesday from 12 to 5. I mean, 12 to 2. Excuse me, y'all. I'm losing it right now. 12 to 2. Hit us up. 657-383-1105. Press 1 to talk to the host. Me and your boy, Eddie Kane. You dig? We're finna get into some music. Happy birthday to all of the cancers.
All the cancers.
Cancer season.
Gemini season just passed.
That's not the best season, but... Oh, yeah, make sure y'all post y'all links to y'all music so we can check it out and hopefully get y'all on the show. If y'all want to get on the show, hit us up at the lunchroom at submitthelunchroom@gmail.com. Make sure y'all type it right and format it the right way. Let us know what it is exactly you're doing. Are you sending us your music to play?
are you interested in getting on here for an exclusive interview?
Yeah,
because
you just send us something, we won't know nothing.
We won't know. You gotta direct us to what y'all want. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, make sure y'all like and subscribe. Season 4 does start July 4th. That is the 4th of July. Season 4 starts. So if y'all want to be on the first season of the first episode of Season 4, hit us up right now, you dig? We finna get it to another song. We finna get it to Eddie.
Just Will, Primax.
Let's get it. Lunchroom Radio.
That we make love to till the sun comes up. You and me, I'm trying to get lost, find my way around. Yeah. If love sound is funny, I'll be at the ass party.
Check it out. And make sure you follow up and submit at submitthelunchroom@gmail.com. Oh, man. Like, subscribe, the page, so you can always stay in tune with us and our lives. Make sure y'all calling us at 657-383-1105. Press 1 to talk to us, man. I know what to do. What's been going on with you, Eddie, man? What else has been going on, man?
Besides personal stuff.
No personal stuff, Eddie.
I've been getting my training on at KMOJ. I'm excited about it, but more excited about other things.
I feel that.
And I've been recording new songs. I've been trying to hook up with White Bo, man. Yeah, but he got a lot of personal stuff going on with him. Like, as far as legal issues that he's trying to work out before he can get right, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, I've been trying to check out new music. And when I say new music, I'll sit in with my little brothers, and I'll educate them on what I used to listen to. And I'll ask them, what y'all listen to? And the choices they have you pick, I mean, it just makes me realize, like, wow, hip hop is really changing, and it's for the youth. It used to be for older heads, but when I say the youth, one of the cats they had me listen to was the YBN Namir.
Yeah.
I think that's the name.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into him. There's a lot of artists I can at least get into one song. I just couldn't get into
him. I mean, I feel like, I wouldn't say hip hop is for the youth, but there's a lot of younger artists that are blowing up.
Yeah, I would say that.
Hip hop is for everybody. You know what I'm saying? But it depends on your taste on music. What you like to listen to? Do you like lyrical? Do you like party? Do you like dance? Do you like murder music? Do you like juggalo? You know, there's so much to choose from. So it's all up to the listener. You know what I mean? I really feel like hip hop is in a good place, but at the same time, it's becoming very trendy to be an artist, very trendy to be a rapper. And a lot of these trendy artists don't understand that this is a business. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So I don't get mad when you see the Lil's blow up, because I know that Lil is not going to be there next year. You feel me? Most of those cats kind of like get watered down and wash away slowly but surely that following year, because they don't have that business mentality to propel themselves and stick around.
Even some of the good artists
they don't know the business.
One artist I really like was Hurricane Chris.
Oh, man. Let me get that hand clap.
I never understood, like, why he didn't go as far as Soulja Boy did.
True.
You know what I'm saying? When he had more talent.
I feel like
it
was a business.
Rapping, though.
It was a business.
Like you said, it was a
business. It was a business, yeah. It was a business.
But I just...
Didn't he get signed to Color Part 2?
Both of them.
That's crazy.
At the same time.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But let's just say, probably... Business-wise, Soulja Boy probably had the most business, period. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's probably what it was. They chose to go with him because he can make beats. He kind of, like, had it all in one. You know what I'm saying? So I could see why he went a little further than Hurricane Chris. But Hurricane Chris, he was a monster on the mic. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, really? But, hey... Same thing with another good artist. They kind of Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs is not the project.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as like
you can't put him in that. You can't put Freddie just dropped a project.
He did.
Shout out Freddie Gibbs.
I would just expect like somebody like as that good to be more a little bit more out there.
You gotta understand though, bro. This industry only allows you to get so far without them.
Yeah.
You feel me, Freddie Gibbs? He was always underground, but he got over that little then he started spreading his wings. But Freddie just dropped the album, man. Shout out Freddie Gibbs, man. Been putting it down for a long time, man. Got some dope music.
Wasn't he signed didn't Jesus sign him at a point in time?
I'm not really sure he was signed with, but all I know the music was good. He always put out some quality shit.
I believe he was CTE, like at a point in time that him and Jeezy like fell out over differences or something. So,
but yeah, we got some more speed interviews coming up, man.
We're gonna get into this KP Schizo, The Pen. Let's get it, Lunchroom Radio.
When I say thug life, I mean that shit. Cause these white folks see us as thugs. I don't care what y'all say. I don't care if you think you a lawyer, if you a man, if you an African American.
By 19, I spent 2 times in a pen. I was sipping liquor hard, I like my juice with my gin. Tennessee straight out the bottle, got to share with my friends. Smoking dope with all my bros just cause we follow the trends. Now I gotta get my mind right. 7 years on probate, 7 years on paper, should've stayed my ass in cloquet. Warren had that state surrounded, could I get away? I doubt it. This for all them ones, I doubt it. Bet you glad to see me drowning. Fuck you, I just started. My goals, they just departed. Wanna whip that, got that button, push the start, that's what they call it. That president's calling, yeah. Music, that's my calling. Never leave the studio, so now you know I never calling. Man, I'm on my meek shit. Schizo when I'm free, bitch. All the time I got
for music, ain't no time to freak, bitch. I know you's a freak, bitch. Go me JTC, shit. I'm working on myself, cause I'm the one I need to beat, shit. My deal ain't configured, they all say fuck that nigga, man. Changes just irrelevant, but I'm like, how you figure? Last month I hit the dope, last month I drank heavy. Last month your boy was broke, but this month they ain't ready. August 4th, my door open, along with a pass. They said leave the drugs alone or your ass gon' be back. I'm like, word to this, yeah, and word to that. Y'all can keep all of this, cause I won't be back. Damn, I'm stacking paper, yelling out, fuck the fed. They was hitting me with deals, but zero words got said. I'm in my pod playing spades, and I won't be set. Life's a gamble, and I got me respect. Real talk, I'm the oldest and the coldest, but I'm young as a hippie. I be chilling with Tay, I heard him say that he missed me. A prodigy, he proud of me, a brotherhood, don't go missing. Listen, we in the stew until we done with the mission. Bam.
Yeah, we back. That was the KP Izzo with the pain on Launch Radio. We got some more speed interviews coming up. We got Coco and Lala from Keeping Up with Coco and Lala. Y'all ready?
Yeah. How you ladies doing?
Good.
Welcome to the lunchroom.
Thank you.
So, for those who don't know, go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone.
My now. What's up, y'all? This is Coco and Lala. We have a Facebook live show called Keeping Up with Coco and Lala. And so what we do is we introduce you to vegan and vegetarian foods. So we go ahead and we test these recipes for you to make sure that they taste good, the texture is good, and everything else is good about them.
Officially. So how long have you guys been doing what you do exactly?
We are in our 8th month of doing this Facebook live show.
Okay, nice.
How long are you, have you guys been vegan?
Well, I'm the vegan.
Okay.
I've been vegan about a year.
Okay.
And she's a vegetarian, which kind of helps with our show. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's not going to be vegan. Everybody's not going to be vegan or vegetarian. But
right.
We're not just stuck in this little box.
Right.
You know, like, basically, we can help you where you are in your journey. You just want to try going vegetarian first before you want to try going vegan. Like, we got you.
Oh, okay.
Official. So, do you cook everything that you try, or do you just go get other people's food to try? Do you prepare the recipes and then try yourselves?
We try it live
okay.
on Facebook.
Okay. So, are you preparing it yourselves?
We are cooking it live.
Oh, you're cooking it live on Facebook. Okay.
And so, the interesting thing is, so, you know, you'll see, like, videos posted. And
right.
There'll be food and bowls and pans and microwaves and blenders and all this stuff. And then 30 seconds later, it's a complete meal and it looks good.
Right.
That we like to test, and so we will cook them live because we want people to see what they see, what they're gonna get, what they're going to get when they get home.
Right.
So, you know, we've never tested these recipes before, and then we're honest. We'll tell you, like, look.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, we're the same way here. Like, we do food reviews, and we're not gonna tell you. Just,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is great. No, this is terrible.
Yeah. We'll tell you. Nasty. Y'all don't make your money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what made you want to become a vegetarian? What made you want to become a vegan?
Well, I grew up kind of vegetarian.
Okay.
And then she told me about the documentary What the Health.
Okay.
And that it was a pretty easy transition for me.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you guys have seen that documentary.
No,
I've heard of it.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's really good, and it helped me to just kind of say, because I was vegetarian, all I had really
okay.
And the cheese, because I was always drinking almond milk or anyway, or soy
okay.
milk mm-hmm. or whatever. So it wasn't really difficult.
Okay.
So that's how I well, for me, I came across that documentary, and it was easy after watching that documentary. My background is in healthcare, and so when it compared eating meat to your body choosing meat like a carcinogen, like what you find in cigarettes, I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm
right.
done. I'm out. And I have to say, the show has really documented our journey. So going from somebody who eats meat all the time to then going vegetarian, and to be honest, even though I'm the vegetarian on the show, I actually eat probably 95, 98% vegan anyway, just because I like it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people, I was like, okay, well, I eat vegan, but I snack vegetarian.
Right.
Because my favorite snack is white cheddar popcorn.
I hear that.
But I mean, so giving up meat actually is more, it is easier than I thought.
Okay.
And that's one thing I was surprised by.
What was hard?
Yeah.
about, say, what were the hardest, yeah, what was the hardest things about that, the transition for both of you?
For me, it's really not been hard because I think a lot of people believe or feel that vegan or vegetarian just eat grass.
Yeah.
Or salad, or salad, like we're rabbits.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I eat chicken, not real chicken. I eat chicken, like chick, C-H-I-X,
yeah.
You know. I eat ribs. They're not real ribs. Right. But, you know, and so some of those things that you can get, some of those things you can buy them. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, like 20 years ago, if you were a vegan vegetarian, it'd be pretty scary.
Yeah. Super hard.
Super hard. Yeah. Scary.
Yeah.
You know, now, I mean, you can make some stuff where that's our whole thing. I mean, we're not telling everybody to be vegan vegetarian, but there's some things that the texture, chicken really doesn't have a taste.
No.
The skin has a taste.
Yeah.
Chicken doesn't.
Chicken doesn't
or,
have
yeah.
a taste. It's just the texture. If you can replace that texture. Really, you have to have it. I mean, some people do. I don't.
Yeah, not really.
You know, the wind.
So what is the replacement for chicken texture?
Oh, there's something called PBT or what was that?
That's not a hamburger meat.
Yeah, but they have the soy curls.
Yep, soy curls are really good. Did you get them?
No, I've never had it.
All those at the bottom.
Have you guys been to J. Selby's or
St. Paul? My mom has. See, my mom, she went through this stage in when I was younger. That when she wanted to be a vegetarian, and she used to buy like endless amounts of tofu, but she would bring me to certain places, certain food ops, and this was like 2001,
right.
Somewhere around there. But nowadays, Target and like Cubs, certain places, they have actually like a whole aisle dedicated.
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it in my
head. Yeah.
It's a Gardein brand. Yeah. And we tasted and tested a couple of their products, specifically the crackers, crab cakes that were really good. We did the meatless meatball that were really good. And then we did the crispy chicken tenders.
They also have ribs.
Those are really
yeah,
good.
They have ribs.
We haven't tried those one yet.
I'm about to go try it.
I mean, but it was really good. So if you're talking about replacing that texture, like the crispy chicken tenders. I mean, my 4-year-old eats them, and he doesn't even know that it's not.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And the brand
perception.
Q-U-O-R-N. We haven't really tried them yet, but they have these buffalo chicken. I don't even like buffalo chicken stuff. Period.
Right.
Okay. But they have these buffalo chicken nuggets that are like they're probably the same thing. So I mean, you can really replace some of these options nowadays. It's easier now. It's more easier than ever.
I hear that. So, before y'all leave, what is a typical lunch for Coco and Lala?
Okay, so I have to tell you, so on the show, every single week, we probably test about 2 or 3 different products.
Okay.
Every single show, and it's always a new product. So when we get together, when we're eating on the show, we just continue to eat it because it's really, really good. And by then, of making it, we're like starving. So the typical meal, I would say, changes a lot. We try so many different things, but one of the favorite meals that we tried on the show that I love to make personally is the cauliflower spaghetti sauce.
Oh.
And so that's when you use the cauliflower as the meat.
Mm-hmm.
You literally cook it like meat, so you'll go and get it rice or you'll rice it yourself. Saute it in a pan for 10 minutes with a little bit of olive oil, adding your favorite taco seasoning, adding your favorite pasta seasoning, and then throw it over some noodles.
Oh.
And so my kids love that. My 6-year-old, you know, 6-year-old tell the truth. She's like,
kids definitely gonna tell the truth.
I'm like, high five, girl, but she don't even know it's not me.
Hey, that's a good thing.
So, that's dope.
This is something Coco got me on. Mine would be like tortilla chips plain with black beans that I sauteed in with my favorite taco seasoning, which is Chi Chi.
Yeah,
shout out to Chi Chi. And I would saute that with the black beans. I drained the black beans, and then I'd add like fresh
lettuce, tomato.
My favorite is
corn,
and it's green. I can't even think of it right now. What's the guac? What's the real
avocado? Avocado, yeah. It's just it's a flavor thing, yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
And it looks so pretty because it's all colorful.
Yeah,
right. And you still get your protein because of the beans.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and we as a people really need that, because I don't know if anybody else is saying this, seeing this. In our like everyday life, our people are dying younger and younger.
Yeah.
Like my friend's mom died at 38.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, maybe I should
47.
Let me start, you know, eating. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Whoa, that's a little bit too.
Yeah.
So before you leave, let them know about your show and where they can catch you at,
mm-hmm.
and where they can follow you at
everything.
And contact you.
So we're Coco and Lala, and we are available on Instagram and Twitter at Real Coco and Lala.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, we're at Keeping Up with Coco and Lala.
Uh-huh. So our show is live every single Thursday at 1:30, but because it's live, we go back and watch any show. I think our shows go all the way back to September, so there's a lot of great information on there.
Nice.
And some more exciting news, another place you can find us starting today, we just got picked up by 89.9 KMOJ sister station, The Ice, which is 89.9 HD2.
Nice.
We have our own radio talk show where we will be talking about vegan and vegetarian food every Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Official.
And I'm a gospel artist, so you can check me out at ThySongbird, thysongbird.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ThySongbird. And I'm also available on Spotify and iTunes.
Ooh.
Check it out.
And I heard your song too. So
when you say
Thy Songbird, that made me, I don't know you as your other name. I know you as that name. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. Well, congratulations to you ladies, and we look forward to seeing you flourish, and we're gonna be keeping up with Coco and Lala from here on out.
And we would like to have you back on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for coming through.
Definitely.
Y'all hear it, y'all see it. Lunchroom Coco and Lala, thank y'all again for coming through. Make sure y'all keep up with those two ladies with the vegan and vegetarian recipes.
I got a couple vegan friends on my Facebook list.
Definitely got to change how you eat, man. Like Eddie said, in our ethnicity, we are dying younger and younger because of the things that we are infusing our bodies with. We got to start eating clean, thinking clean, live better, y'all.
That movie Soul Food? I said that when I was younger. I said, hey, wait a minute. Big Mama died because of what she was eating, right? So why are they eating it again? Never understood that.
Oh, yeah, and we just got news, and Joe Johnson is still alive. Oh, excuse me, Joe Jackson is still alive. He didn't pass away yet, but he is on his deathbed, unfortunately. So prayers and condolences to the Jackson family.
Because if it wasn't for that man, there would be no Jackson family.
And I don't want to see y'all, bashing this man for any of the things that he did, as in Michael's growing up and his life. We don't know about the abuse and all that. Like, let's not focus this time on the negative, but let's focus it on the positive. And I see that over and over continuously in this day and age we live in. Somebody dies, and the first thing that they bring up is the negative, the bad. When someone passes, it's key for us as people to push that person up and keep those dark, negative thoughts to ourselves, because it's sickening. It's sickening to scroll Facebook and people find humor in someone else's death.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do on this earth. When you leave this earth, I have nothing negative to say about you. So we just need to start living like that, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw people just going crazy over X, and it's just disgusting. I mean, he made me delete a lot of my friends and have me look at my friends and their values and their views differently. You know what I mean? Because this could be me. This is me. Mm-hmm. When I see somebody pass, I see myself, because what does the pastor say? You have to go this way. You will come this way. So be mindful of that, everybody. Be mindful when about death and when you leave this earth. Everybody goes the same way. So
and another thing, everybody was like ex was passing. Everybody, a couple people. Yeah, I was getting into it with a couple people.
Yeah,
that were like, oh well, he abused his girlfriend and third. I'm like, hey, hold up now. Let's not bring up Chris Brown shorty that you just love. You know what I'm saying? You sure don't care about him no more. You love anything he come out with. You rush into the stands to go get.
Right, right.
Let's just say we can go on about people who done did a lot of dirt when they were younger.
Of course, you know what I'm saying?
But they elevated above that.
You got to grow.
You got
to
grow.
You got to allow people to grow.
And
there's no age limit on growing. Yep. There's no age limit on growing. You can be 60 years old and you're still growing and you're still learning. Growing and learning does not stop until you are deceased. And when you are deceased, you still grow. You may not learn, but you still grow. You grow back into the earth. You feel me? So.
Yeah, I feel you on that because a lot of people really making me mad.
Yeah, you just got to be mindful, man. Everybody got to die and everybody, you know, you just can't, don't dwell and don't focus your energy towards the negative things when a person passes. You know, bring the happiness about that person. Share your happy moments about that person. Share your happy thoughts about that person. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So with that being said, man, love thy brother, love thy sister, y'all. Like I said, today is a good day. And it is National Safety Month. So like I told y'all, police are not here to serve and protect. They are here to detain and direct. That means they're going to start locking people up, putting y'all where they want to put y'all, tell y'all to back up. They don't care about what the situation happens at the situation. They just come there. He did? Oh, we just got the news. Rest in peace to Joe Jackson, man. 89 years old, man.
Just passed away.
First, I want to say thank you and rest in peace, man.
Thank you, Joe. Really, though, if anybody, rest in peace, thank you, Joe, because if it wasn't for Joe, we wouldn't have Michael, Janet, Jermaine, Tito, the list goes on, LaToya, we can just go on.
Yeah, no
we
doubt.
Wouldn't have the great music, we wouldn't have Thriller, we wouldn't have Billie Jean, we wouldn't have Bad. Just imagine.
Moment of silence for Joe Jackson, man. For sure, man. Rest in peace, Joe Jackson, man. Let's play one of these Michael Jackson songs, man. I got a Michael Jackson song, man.
Man, not really. We got to get one, man. But I'm going to get into this little flip like a pimp because Michael Jackson was a pimp. I don't care what nobody say. My man was pulling every single female. And I heard before he passed away, but back in 2002, 2001, guess who he was trying to jug at? He was trying to jug at Beyonce.
What?
Before Jay-Z got it. And she swerved him for Jay-Z.
I would have swerved him too.
This is Michael we talked about.
Rest in peace, Joe Jackson, man. Watch the radio.
But like a pimp, get it.
On the floor.
Moments ago, we just got the news that Joe Jackson had just passed at 88 years old, right? 89 years of age. Sad day, sad day. Condolences and prayers to the families of the Jackson family from the lunchroom. Man, I don't even know what to say, man. That's crazy. Joe Jackson, man, rest in peace. We're going to get into a song. Jackson 5.
This song reminds me of the Inkwell. That was Dancing Machine, Jackson 5, man. Lunch from Radio. They was all, just imagine you and all your brothers and sisters.
Celebrity stars.
And like, y'all have to do like that.
At 6 years old, bro.
Y'all have to do school and that's it. And you better not mess up in school.
Cause you gotta go to the show.
That's why I say, if anybody asks, I say Joe Jackson, one of the dads of the century. Because where they were staying at, he had like 11 kids. You know what I'm saying? He had a Wayne's family. And in Gary, Indiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Gary, Indiana.
It was not
in
hard.
In the hood, 2300 Jackson Street. You ever been to 2300 easy. Jackson Street? It's like going on Broadway and Pitt. You know what I'm saying? And for him to transform his family to say, y'all ain't going to be in the street. Y'all going to actually make something out of y'all lives. And actually made
everybody successful. No matter how big they got, they're all successful.
They're all successful.
All of them.
All of them are we'll take care of. They're also well respectful. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They ain't beating up people out here. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about them little allegations / lies.
Real talk.
I ain't going there because, like I said, lies.
But yeah, man. Rest in peace, Joe Jackson, man. You will be missed. Praise and condolences.
You up there with
family.
Your son now, man.
Let's get a recap before we end our show. Make sure y'all tune in. Hit the notification button. Subscribe. Next season starting July 4th. We are taking submissions. Make sure y'all hit us up at Submit the Lunchroom if you would like an interview. Thank you to everybody that came through for the speed interviews. Python, Damien, King Belief, Elante, Coco, and Lala. We appreciate y'all at the lunchroom, man, most definitely. XX Papillons.
Memorial services today.
Yes, make sure y'all go say goodbye to X for the last time.
If you're in the Florida area.
If you're in the Florida area. He has the number one song in the world right now. It's sad. Sad to see you go so soon, young man. You will be missed. July 4th is the day to remember. That is day one, season four, episode one, season four. Y'all want to be on episode one, season four, make sure y'all hit us up. Submit the lunchroom. Submit lunchroom at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And make sure y'all let us know what it is that y'all looking for. Do you want an interview? Do you want your songs played? What do you want from us? Let us know. We're here to help y'all. Make sure y'all keep tuning in every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Your boy, Scooter Boy.
It's your boy, Eddie K.
Thank y'all for tuning in to the lunchroom. The season has been nice, but season four was going to get even better, y'all. We're going to have better artists, more food for you, more food. We might even cook for y'all. No, we're going to be at Coco and Lala.
I was going to say, you might do that.
But yeah, barbecue next week, man. If y'all want to come through 4th of July weekend, for those who celebrate, I really don't celebrate holidays too much, but a lot of people around me do, so you kind of like fall off into it. Because if you cook and I'm eating, period. So everybody have a good hump day. And if you hump in the day, make sure you're using protection for that erection.
Protection for that erection. That is like, I'm going to put that in a rhyme, bro.
No, that's mine. y'all heard it. Y'all hear that bar, y'all heard it here first from Scooter Boy. I'm on my Cardi B on my what's his name? Kodak Black. I need my money. You feel me? I need my money, mother. No, but
David Dash, right?
Yeah. Like I told y'all, y'all gotta start looking out for each other. Love thy brother, love thy sister. It is National Safety Day. Safety month, excuse me, not safety day, National Safety Month, June, and the police is out of control. Like I told y'all, they are there not to serve and protect, but to detain and direct. And I'm going to just say that again. Police are not there to serve and protect our communities, at least from what I'm seeing. They're there to detain and direct. They're just arresting people, even if you're a witness. They are arresting witnesses now, y'all. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do nothing, be part of anything. You can be walking past, be innocent bystander.
Mm-hmm. Or
you can get arrested. Yeah. You can get arrested. So like I told y'all, it's our job to keep our eyes and ears open for one another, man. It's your boy, Scooter Boy.
It's your boy, D.K.
And this is, we will see y'all next week, man. Peace and love.
Peace, love, and hair grease, Hammy. Yeah.